You laugh at something she says. You are heading straight towards me, towards the end of the line to the haunted house. The one at the very back of the maze, that is the carnival ground, where cobwebs and pumpkins are scattered everywhere. I swallow. There is something about the way you move. As if you know exactly where you're going, but then again not. As if you were here by coincidence. No. As if this was where you were going all along. I fix my torn skirt, which is tight over the grime and blood running down my legs. All fake, of course. I wonder why I was stupid enough to dress up like a dead cheerleader. Idiot. The pom-poms are hanging from my arms like spiders that have given up on life. I suddenly become painfully aware of the moisture and chill of the dark October evening. The chill reaches me, even though I'm surrounded by other carnival guests in line. Slowly moving towards the entrance to the haunted house, a fright zone where actors are meant to make it feel like a proper zombie apocalypse, in a Swedish office setting. I stand there among the dripping mock houses, halfway sheltered from the rain. My clothes still feel wet from when I gave Anya a quick hug to say goodbye before she ran towards the trams. The next thought that hits me is that I miss her. Miss having a friend here. No Vanya by my side to laugh with at the chill, and having icy hands and chattering teeth. I stand at the back alone, left out of the cheerful conversations the other people in line are having, left out of the thrill some of the guests feel, as they feel both excited and scared when the line slowly but steadily moves closer to the entrance to the heat and the blood. Here in the middle of the metal sheets and iron pipes, the atmosphere is sizzling with that mix of dread and excitement. The excitement doesn't quite make its way to me. At least, not until I hear you behind me. Your laugh is so much closer than it was before. I don't dare turn around. I don't dare to check if it's really you standing behind me. I barely even dare to think about it. It feels as if you might be able to hear my thoughts. You who didn't dress up like a dead cheerleader. You who didn't try imitating an impossible ideal, a beautiful, undead woman. You who instead decided to dress in a button shirt and vest, letting your long hair get curly from the rain, where it falls out under your top hat. You who wears a tie loosely around your neck and now stands behind me with your unlaced boots and your deep red lipstick. I'm thinking that you got dressed up, but not to become someone else, simply to become more like yourself. Despite knowing this, as sure as I'm standing right here, I've never met you before. I've never talked to you or heard you say a single word. The seconds stream past. Neither you or the other girl says anything. Is she a friend, girlfriend, roommate? The words rush through my brain at the same rate as my heartbeat. It feels as if you might be able to hear them, as if you know everything I'm thinking. Or is it just me who is hyper-attentive? The silence fills me with doubt. Did you leave? Were you even here at all? Was I imagining it? I can't stay like this, so I turn around. I stay like that, my gaze locked on yours. Something light in your dark blue eyes. They look like a starry sky, around the black holes that are your pupils in the middle. I shiver, and I notice that you wear contacts, probably bought from a joke shop, with a product name like Starry Night or something like that. You have hidden your eye color. You have hidden your eyes from me, while mine are wide open. I feel a jolt running through me. I realize what I'm doing, staring at you. Like an idiot. I look away, feeling even more like an idiot than I did before. But before I turn away, before I try pretending that I was not at all looking straight into your eyes, I see something make its way across your face. A hint of a smile under the deep red lipstick. It's crooked. Your smile is crooked. Just as crooked as mine.